Hi there, thanks for checking in. We're certainly living in some strange times right now, and quite frankly, we could all do with a bit of a pick-me-up. So my name's Miles. I work for Team Bath, which is the family of all things sport at the University of Bath. And I'd just like to share with you my own personal experiences about how the good old-fashioned bicycle, how it's shaped my life for the good, and hopefully it's going to get me through this this nasty old pandemic. So give it a listen. Four short, punchy podcasts, 5 to 10 minutes long each, that's all. And you never know, it might transform your life as well. Thanks for listening and stay safe. Hi guys, just coming up behind. Hang on. There we go. Have a nice walk. Thank you. Cheers now.
People often say the best days of your life are your childhood, so you should embrace them. Less accountability, there's that sense of literally living in the moment, the perception that the world revolves around you and you're having fun every single day, living life to the max. One of the transformational moments that most children experience is when they get a bicycle and they finally learn to ride. And it's the sense of freedom that riding the bicycle gives them. Suddenly their sphere of opportunity expands beyond just their immediate neighbourhood as they can go on an adventure, they can visit friends, they can get out into the countryside, and they can explore all day long if it takes at the weekend and really go places. It's that sense, that exhilarating sense of the wind on their face and the wind in their hair as well. And it's their opportunity to show off this new skill, not just to their friends, but also to their parents. Riding down the road, look mum, no hands. Something happens though as children transition through to childhood. They start to, as they embrace the adulthood, they start to reject the things that define them as a child, to really declare and demonstrate that they are a fully fledged adult. And one of those, unfortunately, is discarding the bicycle, particularly as they learn to drive. This new skill affords them the opportunity to travel much further. So what purpose does the bicycle hold right now? So the bicycle becomes a distant memory and gathers dust in the garage. I try to live my life as a hybrid, which is a type of bicycle, no pun intended. It's a personal choice for me, but I try to embrace the joys of adulthood and the things that give me less pleasure, plus also cherry picking the things that I was most fond about with my childhood. I still love playing with Lego, and I'm not the only one that does that, and it channels my creativity, and it's great for sort of mindfulness and relaxation as well. And I also ride my bicycle every single day. Get to work, keeps me fit, takes me to places. A good friend of mine, we set up a club pre-coronavirus, and the purpose of this really was to ride out to coffee shops on our fold-up bicycles, to order a couple of flat whites or a few, keep me buzzing, keep me awake at night, and probably some cake as well. Something else that's great about cycling is the opportunity to stop at coffee shops and eat cake. Why not? I'm middle-aged now. And then what we do is unfurl a couple of Tintin books from our bags, another linkage to our youth, and unashamedly sit there drinking our coffees, eating our cake before riding home. It makes me happy. Why not? There's so much sadness in the world right now. We need to grab every bit of happiness that we can get. When I speak to my mum on the phone every sort of 2 to 3 days, you know, she's in isolation, and it's inevitable that a lot of the conversation will revolve around the pandemic and what's happening around the world. So finding things that make us happy is so important, including humour and bicycles as well. Something I've noticed during this pandemic whilst I've been riding is that the roads are quiet. Fortunately, the weather's also been great as well, so it's really conducive to riding. But it's not just the cyclists in Lycra, of which I would consider myself one of that brigade, riding. There's another group that's emerging as well, and that's the non-cyclists. These are people that you can identify because they're not wearing Lycra, they're wearing regular clothes or leisure wear, shorts, t-shirts, that sort of thing. They come in all shapes and sizes, different ages and different bicycles as well. But they all seem to have one thing in common. They're all smiling. They're all living life. So there we go. My own independent research. I work at a university. Okay, the population size is pretty small. But I'm going to declare it's official. The more you ride, the more you smile. Bicycles make you happy. So get out there, dust off your bike, recapture youth, and stay safe. If you enjoyed today's podcast, check out the next instalment, where I'll be showing you what you need to do to prepare for your first bicycle ride. Exciting! And also, if you want to go shopping for a new bicycle, exciting again, what choices you might have. Thanks for listening. Happy riding and stay safe.